हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ओके, नाउ ऑल ऑफ यू सिट वेरी नाइसली प्रॉपरली बिकॉज आई एम गोइंग ओनली 15 मिनट्स मोर। आई एम गोइंग टू टेल अ स्टोरी ऑफ वेरी प्योर डिवोटी। सो इफ यू सिट प्रॉपरली, ऑल द मोर यू अटेंटिवली लिसन, यू विल एटलीस्ट गेट सम क्वालिटीज ऑफ दैट डिवोटी। हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू वॉन्ट टू गेट ऑल दोज क्वालिटीज? Sit properly and listen very attentively. Sit properly. This is your austerity. Now, this Yamunacharya, he had many students. That is many disciples. So, disciples means students. So, one of the student was Shailapurna. Yeah. So, this Shailapurna had two sisters called Kantimati and Ditimati. And this Kanti Mati's husband was Asuri Keshavacharya. So Kanti Mati and Asuri Keshavacharya didn't have children. So they went and did austerities to please the Lord, the Lord Parthasarathi. And they did so much austerities, they gave birth to a very beautiful child who was filled with qualities. And that child was Shripad Ramanuja. Ramanuja, his name was Ramanuja. He had such beautiful signs on his body. And at the same time, Ditimati, this is another sister, also gave birth to a child called Govinda. Actually, the names to these children were given by Shailapurna himself. The first child was Raman. He went and he saw this child. He saw the beautiful signs on the child's body and he named him Ramanuja. That is also, you can say, he is the incarnation of Lakshmana. Lakshmana, you know, he is the brother of Rama Anuja. Anuja means the younger brother. Rama is the Lord Rama. His brother is Lakshmana. So he becomes Rama. So he is incarnation of Lakshmana. He is also said as incarnation of Anantasesha. So now a lot of information. Ramanuja is the son of Kantimati and Asuri Keshavacharya. Okay. And Ditimati, maybe from tomorrow you bring a notebook. Write it down. And Ditimati is the mother of Govinda. And this boy, he was extremely clever, Ramanuja. There was no one compared to his scholarship. When he grew up, he was so scholarly. Everything he should just learn like this. He went first to a school of a teacher called Yadav Prakash.
Yadav Prakash.
But this Yadav Prakash, he was not... like yesterday I told you two things. There are people who do the personal form of worship and who do the impersonal form of... Impersonal, not... It is impersonal. So, Yadav Prakash was of a person who used to do the impersonal form of worship. So, he was not so... but anyway, this Ramanuja used to go to the school of Yadav Prakash. But Yadav Prakash was very proud of Ramanuja. Because in the morning, whatever he would teach, in the evening, everything he would finish learning. He was such a great scholar. And then Ramanuja was growing up. But then because he was more scholarly than his teacher, he knew much better than his teacher, Yadav Prakash. So, one day there was an argument in which Ramanuja won actually. Not an argument, there was some explanation. So, gradually now Yadav Prakash started hating his student. Because the student was becoming more popular, more intelligent than him, and he was speaking the absolute truth, what was exactly the truth. So he was becoming jealous of him, and one day they planned, as Ramanuja was growing up, they planned that we will go for a yatra, we will go for a picnic and we will kill Ramanuja. This was the plan Yadav Prakash made. And somehow this plan went into the ears of Govinda. So what happened? Govinda warned Ramanuja that this person is going to kill you, so you better be careful. So the next day when they all went for the yatra, somehow Ramanuja escaped from there. he escaped from there. He was very young boy. He was some teenage. Very young he was. So he was coming walking. At that time, he wanted to come back to Kanchipuram. Actually, they all were worshipping Lord Varadraj in Kanchipuram. Lord Varadraj is the presiding deity of Kanchipuram. So, he wanted to come back to Kanchipuram where his mother and Lord Varadraj is there. But now he lost his way, Ramanuja, because he escaped from being killed by his teacher. But he lost his way. At that time, he saw two hunters. A couple, they were bird killers. They kill birds. So he saw them and they said, why are you so confused, my child? So then he said, I have lost my way, I want to go to Kanchipuram. So then they said, even we want to go to Kanchipuram because we have to kill some birds. That is our profession. So you join us, we will take you. So he was walking along with them. And it became very dark, and it was quite dark, and then suddenly the wife of the hunter, she said, I'm very thirsty. So then the hunter said, now from where we'll get water? It is so dark, and that also somewhere, after some miles, there is a well, and in that well, there is water. Who will go in this dark to bring water from there? And Ramanuja said, I will go. So Ramanuja, he went, and it was completely dark, and the well, it is more dark. There is no light inside a well. And in the well, he went down the well and he got water, and he climbed up and he gave it to this lady, to the wife of the hunter. She drank the whole bucket. She finished the whole bucket and she said, I want more. And Ramanuja, he had such a service attitude. He didn't say, oof. He immediately ran and he got another bucket of water and he gave it to the wife. Like this, that wife, she drank buckets of water. Not one or two. Many buckets of water. And then it dawned. And suddenly when he went to bring the bucket of water, he saw that both the hunters were not there. And he saw like this, he saw the gopurams of Varadaraj temple, of Kanchipuram, of Shivakanchi. Gopuram means, the top part of the temple is called Gopuram. Have you seen bigger temples?
Yeah,
that is called Gopuram. So he saw the Gopurams of the temple and he came to know he is back in Kanchipuram. And who are those hunters? Lakshmi and Narayana themselves. They had come to bring Ramanuja back to Kanchipuram. And the wife was Lakshmi Devi. She drank so much water. Okay. So Ramanuja, should I continue?
Yes, Mother.
So then Ramanuja, he came back here. But Yadav Prakash, they were searching for Ramanuja. Then all the disciples of Yadav Prakash, they were very happy. They thought, oh, Ramanuja is killed. Because they thought he has escaped, means they thought while we were coming in the forest, some animal must have eaten him. So, wow, Ramanuja is killed. They all thought that. But Yadav Prakash saw Govind there. So, just, he cannot show his mind to him, no? So, he said, oh, Govinda, it is so sad, Ramanuja expired, this thing, he left his body. But don't worry, these things happen with many living entities. And, he was trying to console Govinda in all the ways. But Govinda knew everything. He knew his heart. See, you can find the difference between who is artificial and who is real, if you are intelligent. So, he said, Yadav Prakash did all this natak before Govinda. And then they all returned back to Kanchipuram. And what happened? When they came to Kanchipuram, actually Ramanuja, when he came back, he went to meet his mother. He told what happened. His mother said, okay, you don't reveal all these things to anyone. You just continue your seva. And what was his seva will be continuing. Now, this Yadav Prakash, they all returned to Kanchipuram. And to his surprise, he saw Ramanuja. Yadav Prakash saw Ram. But he didn't reveal his heart. He said, oh, Ramanuja, I was just waiting for you, I really missed all these days. We thought you were dead. And all this, he did all these things to Ramanuja. And again, Ramanuja started coming to his school. And one day, the most historical thing happened. And what is that? Yadav Prakash, he was putting his hand on his student like this. Sometimes you walk, na, with your student like this. So he put his hand on Ramanuja and he was walking in Kanchipuram. And at that time, Shripad Yamunacharya. Remember Yamunacharya now?
Yes.
Yamunacharya, he was walking over there and he saw Ramanuja. Ramanuja was so beautiful. Because of his devotion towards the Lord, he was extremely beautiful. Yeah. So, this when Yamunacharya saw Ramanuja, he wanted to go and embrace him. He wanted to embrace him. But, he didn't want to go near Yadav Prakash also. Because Yadav Prakash was not a good devotee. So, that is why Yamunacharya was praying in his heart, "Oh my Lord, please separate this Ramanuja from Yadav Prakash association." And then this Yadav Prakash was not only teaching scriptures, he was also a mystic person. Basically, he could drive ghosts away. What happened? So, the king of that place, the Chola dynasty, the king was there. His daughter, the princess, she was haunted by a ghost. Are you able to follow what I am saying? The princess of that area, she was haunted by a ghost who was troubling her like anything, and the king tried various means to cure her, but nothing worked. So then he got an idea that Yadav Prakash can help in driving away the ghost. So he called Yadav Prakash to help guide away the ghost. But you know what? When Yadav Prakash came, the ghost spoke. The ghost spoke that, "You don't come near me." He told so loudly. He said, "The only way anyone can drive me away from the body of this princess is if Shripad Ramanujacharya, if Ramanuja comes and if he keeps his lotus feet on me, then I will go away from her." This he said so loudly, even the king could hear it. Now, Yadav Prakash was obliged. He couldn't do anything, but he had to bring Ramanuja. The moment Ramanuja came, the ghost was so happy. The ghost said, "I am purified by your darshan. And please just keep your lotus feet on me. Then I will go away from here. My life will become successful. I will get purified." So then Ramanuja came and he kept his lotus feet on the princess' head. Basically the ghost, she was haunted by this ghost. So he kept his feet on the princess and the ghost just went away. Went away from her body, freeing her from everything. And she came to her consciousness. She came to know what happened. She felt really sad about it and she went away. Shripad Ramanujacharya ki
jai!
So this Ramanuja, now Yadav Prakash became more jealous. Now he was, up till now, he was just arguing, this thing, showing his knowledge. But now he is showing all these powers also. So then Yadav Prakash, one day he decided, he said that you change your school. Ramanuja no more attended the school of Yadav Prakash. But it is said that in later, after many years, this Yadav Prakash himself became a student of Shripad Ramanujacharya. Shripad Ramanujacharya ki
jai!
So this is how he became a student of Shripad Ramanujacharya. And now, tomorrow we will see the story of Shri Kanchipurna. Yes? So this is the story of